Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. We are kicking it live at the beautiful MGM Grand, straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Countdown to kickoff continues. Countdown to a lot of things continue. There's a lot of stuff going on the Strip, as there always is. And, of course, MGM Grand is right in the middle of it all, and so are we. Edmonton Oilers fan have taken the building over. They're ready to take the arena over. The Edmonton Oilers have won 16 consecutive NHL hockey games. They're playing the defending Stanley Cup champion Vegas Golden Knights tonight across the street. We'll give you our thoughts on this game. We'll give you our picks on this game. Let's get caught up with the Super Bowl. Last night was quite the circus. Media night at Allegiant Stadium. They've turned the Super Bowl media night into basically WrestleMania. They have the players coming out together. San Francisco 49er fan stepped up and repped hard last night. But the Kansas City Chiefs relish being the villain. And don't think the Kansas City Chiefs won't relish being the underdog in the championship game as well. It's interesting. The Kansas City Chiefs are only the third defending champion to be an underdog in the football game. And we've talked a lot about the point spread this week. Why is it that the San Francisco 49ers are actually favorites? I'd say that basically, 90% of the people that we've spoken to this week have said they like the Kansas City Chiefs to win this game. We're going to have an NFL great step up and join us. Lights out, Sean Merriman in the house. San Diego Charger legend, Sean Merriman, kicks it with us. Speaking of legends, we got a legend in the making going to join us on the program, Sheena Baffery. Now, if you're into this power slap stuff, you know who Sheena Baffery is. Sheena Baffery has over 200 million hits and views on Instagram. Her knockout of in her last fight, literally like hundreds and hundreds of millions of hits. She is fighting on Friday night at the Durango here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's Power Slap 6. We're going to break it down with Sheena Baffery, as well as the CEO and the president of Power Slap, Frank Lemicella, will join us as well. We've got a stacked program. Jack Settlement will join us live right here from MGM Grand. And Jack was in the house for the circus last night. And he asked a great question, all right? Just, you know, forget about this, and are you a wrestling fan, and what are your childhood memories of the Super Bowl? What color Gatorade do you guys drink? Point blank. And I love Jack. We're stoked we're going to have him on the program, because you remember in the past couple of years, every time I have a Super Bowl player on, I always just sort of ask him, hey, man, what's your favorite color Gatorade with the team anyways, man? What color do you guys kind of drink? And you always, they'll tell you point blank, we hate the yellow. We hate the lemon stuff. All right? We hate the lemon stuff. It turns out that the San Francisco 49ers actually like blue. All right? They like blue Gatorade, just for the record. Yet they all drink water, right? But they actually pour Gatorade, even though they're not really drinking Gatorade during the game, they're drinking water. They pour Gatorade on the coach because Gatorade is the damn sponsor, right? They're paying money for this stuff. But it's good to know. So we're going to get our boy Jack Settlement up here in a couple of minutes. We got big news from Las Vegas as well. We're literally across the street from where the Oakland Athletics potentially would move. But legendary mayor Oscar Goodman, of course, his wife Carolyn Goodman, now the mayor of Las Vegas. I'm sure the A's didn't expect this Super Bowl week as she does the media rounds, saying that they would be better off staying in Oakland. And she really doesn't think that it's worth the trouble at this point. Wow. So we got a bombshell there. We got Brady Cannon in the house. It's the Waste Management, always the most popular golf tournament of the year because people get wasted, literally and figuratively, at this tournament. Speaking of getting wasted, was Kyle Shanahan drunk last night? Like, we've got some video, and our boy Jack Settleman was there. I want to ask him, because he spoke to him. There's some videos out there. Normally, if there was a drunk Super Bowl issue, I would be in the middle of it. Like, I'm so happy I'm not. I was like, is somebody drunk? It's like, no, it's not. Is Morenci drunk at the Super Bowl? No. It's actually Kyle Shanahan. It's not Morenci. And I spoke to someone today that's in the NFL, pretty big dude. And I said to him, hey, yo, man, was Kyle Shanahan drunk last night? He goes, I think he was. And then he goes, you know what? He goes, he's getting out of his system early in the week, and then we get to work. Speaking of getting drunk, I know we got Edmonton Oilers fans all over the place here. These people have been getting drunk all weekend. I think the Edmonton Oilers are actually in the Super Bowl, and it's not the Niners and the Chiefs, because the Oilers fans have taken the strip over. We're going to give you our pick for this hockey game. The Edmonton Oilers are actually favorites in this game, despite the Vegas Golden Knights being the defending Stanley Cup champions. I don't know, man. If I had a 16-game win streak, I don't think I want the All-Star break to come. You know, terrible timing for the Edmonton Oilers to be in the middle of a 16-game win streak and now have to come out of the break. And, oh, yeah, Las Vegas aren't giving us any of this stuff about, oh, it's just another game. No, they came out and said, yeah, we want to win, we want to end the streak, and we want to stay ahead of them. It's super competitive right now. You got the Vancouver Canucks, you got the Edmonton Oilers, the Winnipeg Jets, the Colorado Avalanche. It's just crazy competitive, crazy stupid right now in the Western Conference of the National Hockey League. I want to get into some props. We're going to get you more props. I can't wait to see what Jack Settleman's come up with as far as props. And our boy Jack's been known to break, like, NBA news in the past, too. Are the Knicks going to do something else? We're going to find out. Jack's going to the power slap. This is super cool that we've got Sheena Bathory on the program. Like, this girl's going to be a phenom, man. And for people that think that, like, power slap is savage and it's not for you and stuff, fine. But I remember people saying the same thing about the UFC 20 years ago, and here we are right now. The UFC built this town, essentially, in the last 20 years. So I wouldn't count power slap out. In North America, it's funny because you get more concussions from playing football than we will from power slap, right? But it looks worse, right? They're not wearing helmets, and you're seeing people get smoked across the side of the head, and it freaks people out. But we've got one of the best ever to do it. And basically, like the Ronda Rousey of power slap, Sheena Bathory will step up. And then we're going to get Sean Merriman's Super Bowl pick as well. We'll see if he's one of many. Basically, everybody that says the same thing. I can't get in front of Mahomes. You know what? I can get in front of Mahomes. Don't get in front of Mahomes' father because he's drunk and he's going to run you over. But I'll get in front of Mahomes. I don't have a problem with it. Listen, he hasn't won every Super Bowl he's been in. Right? And in fact, we went over the numbers yesterday, how the numbers start to dip, actually, for Mahomes a little bit in Super Bowl. San Francisco's got to come up with a way to shut down Pacheco and really just force Mahomes to be able to throw the football to the limited cast of weapons that he actually has. But we're getting fired up for this football game. We got all kinds of stats. We got all kinds of data. And can people stop, like, coming at our boy Brock Purdy? We're going to show you a comparison of Brock Purdy and a world-famous person in a couple of minutes as well. Poor Brock Purdy. When I saw it, I said, man, why you got to play this guy like that? I said, why you got to play this guy like that? So we've got a packed house here. Jack Settleman steps up in it. Brady Cannon, he's the best in the business when it comes to handicapping golf. We're going to break it down Waste Management style. We'll get a head start with Brady as far as what he's looking at for the Super Bowl. We got Sean Merriman. We got Sheena Bathory. We got Jack Settleman. We're locked and loaded, kicking it live right here at the MGM Grand, straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Super Bowl week coverage on the grid continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid Super Bowl 58 coverage continues. Straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. I am Gable Morenci. We're kicking it live at the beautiful MGM Grand as countdown to kickoff continues. It's a wild week this week. I met Teofimo Lopez earlier in the day, just like walking in the hallway at Mandalay Bay. He's fighting on Thursday night. We've got Power Slap on Friday night at the Durango. It's the first time ever that it's been open to the public. It used to be invite only. Our boy, this show, invite only. Our boy Jack Settleman's here. He's been getting the invites. He's everywhere. And in fact, Jack, I follow you on social media. You're a big social media star. And you've been in more stadiums this year than Al Michaels and Pat McAfee combined, bro. Like, you know, like every week you're somewhere else. And this week you're at the Super Bowl in Vegas, baby. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. This week is insane. I literally got sat for breakfast this morning. Roger Goodell getting seated right behind me. So you can see a ton of people.
All right, hold on. He got sat for breakfast. Me and Jack are staying at the same caliber and quality of hotels, evidently. He's got Roger Goodell sitting next to him. I've got like a hooker. Yeah, man, I got a hooker.
Roger Goodell was sitting with.
So you were at the press conference last night, and in the past, the open media night, it's always been known as a circus. But it used to just sort of, the media would make it about themselves a lot. You'd have the hot girl from Brazil, and you know what I'm saying, and the players would all be in. They've really sort of modernized this and sort of felt like, I wasn't there last night, we were doing the show here, but watching the clips after, sort of seemed like they were hyping up WrestleMania or something. They're on the stage together. What was it like being in there?
It was cool. It was electric. Like you said, more Niners fans than Chiefs fans. I don't know. It's closer, obviously. I don't know if there's a little fatigue. The Chiefs are in this thing every year. Actually, talking to the Chiefs players, they seem bored. They've gotten these questions year in and year out. They've been in this thing for the past six dances. So it was still a fun time. A lot of access to the players. Also, the Niners have so many stars. Ayuk, Debo, Purdy, Kittle, Fred Warner, Trent Williams. So you got free access to go. They weren't that busy.
Chiefs, yeah, from what I understand, too, because everybody swarmed Kelce and everybody swarmed Mahomes, right?
Exactly, and Andy Reid, too. So it was a great night at...
Well, you asked some great questions.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll get to some of these clips, but let me ask you, because you were there. The San Francisco 49ers seemed extremely loose. You know, Kittle's talking about wrestling. Brock Purdy's doing SpongeBob imitations. Kyle Shanahan seemed so relaxed. Some people thought he had a couple of drinks before he went on the field last night. What was your takeaway? Let's just cut to the chase. As bettors, as we're in a sports book here, what were your taking away? Because sometimes I'll interview athletes, and especially I interview a lot of fighters and stuff, and I'll know. I'm like, oh, they're so done.
Yeah.
I won't tell people publicly because, you know, I just had them on my, you know the drill, right? Oh, I'm like, no, they're going to win for real. Did you walk away liking or disliking anything about speaking to the people from a betting perspective?
I mean, as a Ravens fan, you could tell the experience differences in the AFC Championship. The Chiefs are just calm, cool, and collected. And I think this Niners team in 19, they were kind of this new team, fresh to it all. And they do have a little bit of confidence and reserve. Shanahan, his third Super Bowl. Debo, he's a young player in the league, but he's now been in two Super Bowls. Kittle, he's been planning on being back in the spot. The big question mark's the quarterback, which is a huge question mark. But everyone else, like you said, seems to be relaxed, seems to be embracing the moment and confident going into this game.
I think Brock Purdy feels more confident than other people feel in him.
Yeah.
And I actually think that the Niner players... That the fact that he was challenged, I had my questions about him. I've always liked him, but it's like being a jockey if you're on the fastest horse, right? And we've seen a couple of times this year, you know, and I'm not going to judge him, but, you know, the Cleveland games, the Cincinnati, there's certain times. All right, we need you to march us down the field now, bro. Like, we're not winning 20. McCaffrey doesn't have four touchdowns tonight. We need you to do it. I think he's shown that he can. The big drive under big pressure against the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. And that was a pretty epic second half that he had. Everybody focused in on Detroit's management, but the Niners played great. They put 27 points up on the board in the second half.
they played an amazing game. And I asked Brock Purdy last night, I said, what could happen in the draft process that someone who could be starting a Super Bowl in year two, who was in the MVP conversation, how could they even fall out of, you know, the first six rounds? It blows my mind. He's done everything. If you listen to Niners fans, they'll jam it down your throat. He's been special this year. It's not the Niners team. But then when you think about betting the game, the Niners team is special. They're loaded with all pros. Both sides of the ball, they got four or five all pros. So I'm in on Brock Purdy. I'm going to be in on the Niners. Look, if you want to bet Patrick Mahomes, do it. But like you said in the opener, you don't want to get in front of Patrick Mahomes, especially as a dog. I did it in the Super Bowl when Brady was there. Now, is Brock Purdy Tom Brady? I don't know. But you can do it when the better team is the better team.
I find it interesting, and I brought it up off the top of the program, that this is only the third time that the defending Super Bowl champion has been an underdog. Both times, they lost. The 1978 Dallas Cowboys, we're going back a ways, the 1978 Cowboys, and the 2014 Seattle Seahawks, who lost on the goal line to the New England Patriots. So it goes to show, the two, because a lot of people have asked me, and I've asked guests, we have had a lot of handicappers on, if it's so one-sided, oh, Mahomes is 11-1 against the spread as an underdog. He's 14-3 in playoff games. I brought it up. He's 18-3 against the spread in any game that the point spread is three points or less. So basically pick 'em games he's 18-3 in. There's all this sort of data and sort of, you know, Mahomes mystique. Yet San Francisco have been the favorite all along, bro. There was that little buyback with KC, but you saw the market. It's been all SF since.
It has been all public money on the Chiefs, and these bookmakers who are probably behind us somewhere, they don't care. They're like, all right, let's take the Kansas City money, because the line should be 4, 5, 6 points. If it wasn't Patrick Mahomes, it would be that way, and I get it. Pat Mahomes deserves that respect. But I think the Niners are the right side in the game.
All right, so you had an opportunity last night to speak to Shanahan. You asked him about the Gatorade. Yeah. We've got the numbers here for Gatorade. What was your takeaway from this? Great question.
Yeah, so a little backstory. At that Super Bowl, I mentioned Brady Mahomes. I filmed the Gatorade being dumped, and famous moment, they're dumping the Gatorade. Before it gets dumped out, it cuts to Mahomes on the bench. No one knows what color Gatorade. So I'm getting texts. I have the video. I tweeted out. Millions of views. I'm the official view. I'm the official video for the color blue being the official Gatorade. So Gatorade's been my thing every Super Bowl week. So we went into that trying to ask some questions. Shanahan said his favorite color is orange. He's not playing in the game. It doesn't matter.
He's not drinking it. Yeah.
But the line still moved off of that, you know, fun content. So we talked to Ayuk. We talked to some other players. I've got some sources. I've got some pictures. The Niners tend to be a blue Gatorade team. Take that for whatever it's worth.
You know what? Blue is the cheapest number. Blue right now, guys, blue plus 200. Purple plus 225. Orange plus 400. Yellow green plus 600. Red, pink, plus 700. Clear water, 12-1. No Gatorade poured, 16-1.
So let me touch on some of the long shots real quick. Clear, I think Shanahan.
That's got to be worth a shot at 12-1.
It's worth a shot because all the teams.
And somebody just picks up the closest damn one and said, yo, we're getting them, right?
To your point, Gatorade pays a lot of money to be on that sideline. So I do think that they find the Gatorade when it's time. Red, obviously the two teams in it. I don't think that narrative makes a ton of sense. No Gatorade pour. The last few Super Bowls, we've been very close to a no Gatorade pour. If you think about last season, last year's game, it ends on the failed Hail Mary, and both teams run out onto the field. That's what you're looking for, is a game.
A chaotic end of the game.
You can't get the Gatorade.
Oh, great point. Yeah.
2-point spread in the game. Think it could come down to the wire. Everyone says script, Taylor Swift, all this stuff. So I like 1,600, no Gatorade pour.
All right, we threw out, we've got 30 seconds here. We've got one more segment with Jack. We have Sheena Bathory going to join us. You're not going to want to miss this. She's a phenom. And I'm telling you, there's something special about this. This is where she got like 200 million hits online. We got Sean Merriman going to kick us. We'll get into some more props. We got all kinds of, you know, rageaholics, old school, Bostonians. Do they know the Patriots aren't playing anymore? You're not in the Super Bowl anymore.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We are kicking it live. Welcome back to Sports Grid coverage of Super Bowl 58. We're here live from the beautiful MGM Grand Casino and Resort. Countdown to kickoff is on. We've got a packed show. Brady Cannon's going to join us on set in a couple of minutes. We've got NFL great Sean Merriman going to join us a little bit later on. And we've got a new great and power slap feed on. Sheena Bathory will join us, as well as the CEO and president of Power Slap. Frank Lemisella will join us as well. We're kicking it with Jack Settleman right now. And I was talking earlier about no one wants to get in front of Mahomes, and you've got this sort of LeBron magic going on around him. And, you know, people talk, oh, he's this and he's that. You brought it up earlier, Jack. He did lose the Super Bowl before. It's not like he's undefeated in these instances. But speaking of being favorites, the 49ers are the only team in the National Football League that have been favored in every game. This year, the last team to be favored in every game in a National Football League season, the 1994 San Francisco 49ers, baby, that won the Super Bowl. I almost want to go Lee Corso here and we're gonna put it on you, but it's a little early in the week. We don't have to do that quite yet, but there's a trend if, you know, for you want to hang your hat on something. So what do you think about this? You're liking San Francisco in this game.
I am liking San Francisco. And if a team is favored in every game, what's that normally mean for that team? That team's probably pretty good if the bookmakers are making them on paper. You know, you still got to win the games and cover the spread. But I do like the Niners in this game. Like I said earlier, all pros on both sides of the ball. If you want to ask questions about Brock Purdy, you're afraid of jumping in front of Mahomes' train, I don't blame you. Like, I understand why you get that feeling. But in his three Super Bowls, trailed by 10 points in the fourth quarter against the San Francisco 49ers. Did not look good against Tampa Bay. I know his O-line was beat up, but that's how I expect this game to go on Sunday. The better football team is the Niners, and when they played the Bucs in that Super Bowl, he was overwhelmed because they were the worst team. Can he overcome it again? Of course he's
back. That Chief team was decimated
they
on
were.
The O-line.
We they have were. To, we Joe have to Tooney, that. Is yeah. he playing on Sunday,
no,
right?
No, so, they said probably not. You're
and
right.
this is one of the best pass rushers in the NFL.
A great defensive lineman as well that people are talking
yeah,
about
yeah,
a lot.
That yeah. clogs up against a run team. The Ravens blew it. They panicked. They choked it. They ran the ball six times.
So you're a Ravens fan, yeah. hardcore. I'm a Buffalo Bill fan, hardcore. I swear I thought between the both of us, one of us would be able to yeah. knock them off.
The Bills were decimated.
They had seven yeah. backups on the field in
right.
the second half.
But the Ravens were at full strength. And if the Ravens had adopted the Bills' game plan, I think they'd win the game. But they panicked. And the Niners, like you mentioned earlier, they've been through this twice already in this postseason. So the questions around Brock Purdy coming from behind have been answered. Now, do they want to fall behind and lose the run and lean on the pass? No, that's not the game plan against Patrick Mahomes. But I still think if they play a balanced game, Andy Reid is as big of a big game blunder as Kyle Shanahan. So if you're scared of the coaching thing, they both are awful at time management. They both have blown situations before. I think it's a pretty even game, and I like the Niners as the better team in this one.
We're not going to sit here and try to tell you that Mahomes isn't awesome and he isn't all that, but the number that we've talked about, he's actually thrown more interceptions in his three Super Bowls than he has in his other 14 playoff games combined.
That's great.
All right? The numbers as well, if we get into it, Mahomes' completion percentage drops from 69% in his first three rounds in the playoffs to 62%. In the Super Bowl, which is the largest decrease among 13 quarterbacks, which at least three Super Bowl starts.
There you go.
So we're backing it up a little bit here, Jack,
yeah.
right?
He does now have this unbelievable defense that he has never had in his
career. That's carried this team.
100%. But he hasn't turned the ball over. So what's it look like they fall behind? And that defense has to be more run commit. Now that pass defense starts to become a little weaker. So I just like the Niners in this spot. But I'm not in love with it. I don't want to say it's the biggest lock of all time. You're still
facing
Patrick.
So what are you, quote, in love with, so to speak?
What do I love?
Because every lock has a key. We should remind people that, right? Every lock has a key.
Yeah.
But is there a player prop or so? What about the total? I've got to bet that I like that both teams are going to score 20 points.
20 points.
Both teams score 20 points or more.
I like that. I do like that.
Like,
I don't
I'd
think
be surprised if it was 20-17.
Yeah.
Like 23-20 wouldn't shock me. 2017 would surprise you.
Yeah. The Chiefs defense has been, really should be the story of this Super Bowl. I mean, they have held every opponent besides one to 27 or less points. Only two teams have scored 25 plus. So that's where I kind of get nervous, especially if you want to take the over. I think you probably do want to correlate a bit of a degree. If you like the over, you're probably on the Chiefs. And if you like the under, you're on the Niners, which is counterintuitive because you're betting against Patrick Mahomes from scoring points and coming from behind. But that's how it's been all year. They have not been good offensively. And I think one game against, by the way, against Miami, they were not good offensively, efficiency-wise. Against Buffalo, they were extremely efficient. That was their best. They didn't score in the second half of the AFC Championship, and no one wants to talk about that.
And Baltimore racked up over 200 yards of offense in the second half
exactly.
of that game.
So I do lean under in this game. It's what, 50 points?
47.5.
I think that's a key number that you can get the under on, so I like that as well. Could you see a situation where San Fran wins the game and doesn't cover, 24-23 type? I think that would make me nervous to lay 2.5.
No, it wouldn't be shocking in that sense, in that Super Bowls always used to be blowouts, right? And point spreads would never matter in the Super Bowls. Look at last year in the Super Bowl, three-point game, 38-35. Look at 2 years ago in the Super Bowl, 23-20. We've had extremely close games. And, in fact, we had Teddy Covers on set yesterday with us, the legend Ted Savransky. And I asked him his score, and he told me 23-22. And I sort of chuckled a bit. I said, that's a weird score. And I asked him again. I said, so what's your final score? He goes, I told you, 23-22. I said, so that's your score? He goes, yes. He goes, yeah, I don't know how many times I have to tell you. He goes, Kansas City is going to win 23-22. It's going to be a one-point game.
Hey, I've seen the exact scores props, and I've also seen everyone with their Super Bowl score. So I'm
sure we couldn't
someone
find.
3-2 would have some
no,
fun.
No, his score was so whacked. His score was crazier than, like, a nut job on the strip. But you can't bet 23-22. We're not in England, all right? In England, you could do it. they take a lot of bets here. I told them, listen, you can do 23-20. You want to do 24-21. But you're right. Listen, 27-24 to me feels like a viable score to this game. Either way, all right? The San Francisco 49ers are 80-1 to win this game 27-24. The Kansas City Chiefs are 90-1 to win 27-24. Last time I checked, if I went to the racetrack, the horse track, and I bet on one horse at 80-1, and I bet on another horse at 90-1, and only one of them won, I still had a pretty damn good day at the track. So I don't have a problem with throwing out somebody's scores.
Yeah. Let me give you something that everyone should leave this conversation with. Last year, you said the score was 38-35.
Yeah.
The explosion of sports betting in America has been insane. It went from one state 5 years ago to we're in 38 states. Super Bowl's in Las Vegas. 38-35, Jalen Hurts scores two touchdowns, and he scores first for that team. Travis Kelce scores the first touchdown for the Chiefs. Every prop that your mom took. That the public took hit.
So is this going to happen again? Let me ask you, gut feeling. Who scores the first touchdown of the game?
Well, my gut feeling that I want everyone to leave with is Travis Kelce, Rasheed Rice, Isaiah Pacheco, Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Brock Purdy. All their props are not hitting this year. Don't be afraid of the unders just because last year it was so fun to stack them all up and everyone and my grandmother even hit a same game parlay. First touchdown this year. I think I like George Kittle to get
it. Read my mind.
First. I like the Niners to go down the field. I think that once they get in the red zone, you got to think you're going to try and stop Christian McCaffrey, especially with that big nose tackle out. So go to George Kittle. He's been ready for this moment for 5 years. I like Kittle.
Listen, you can't go wrong playing tight ends with the first touchdown. I have a play it already, Travis Kelce, to record the first reception by a Kansas City Chief at plus 175. I have the same bet for Christian McCaffrey, first 49er to record a reception, Christian McCaffrey at plus 275. But as far as George Kittle is concerned, now, listen, I don't have any data to back this up. This is just my gut feel. My gut feel tells me Kansas City score first with a field goal, and then George Kittle scores the first touchdown of the game. And I also love the prop, will the team that scores first win the game? No. All right? You know, five of the last seven Super Bowls, the team that scored first lost the Super Bowl, including the Philadelphia Eagles last year.
They did. I'm curious what that's at, because if you think the Chiefs score first, maybe you just wait to bet the Niners.
Well, not. That's another thing that we're obviously going to, in the modern era, Jack, of in-game betting.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't have a problem with waiting until somebody scores the first touchdown and taking the other team, no matter who it is, if you're getting 7.5 points or something.
100%. On the theme of long shots, I saw one that I like, which will sound weird coming from my Brock Purdy love. Brock Purdy's first pass of the game, interception. I could something wacky.
No, and we're telling people we like San Francisco. Now you're telling us you're going to throw a damn pick on his
and then they kick a field goal, and then they rebound and go down.
Okay, the defense steps up after.
I will say, as much as the script idea at the NFL, I don't buy into it. I do buy into narratives, and the Taylor Swift narrative, and also the Brock Purdy narrative, and the narrative being, like, what if Brock Purdy goes into flux? What if he starts slow with an interception on his first pass? Could Sam Darnold come in the game? Could all the people who bet Sam Darnold to win Super Bowl MVP have a chance? So sometimes I don't mind taking the narrative shots there. So Brock at 41, first pass over the middle, gets tipped, ends up in the Chiefs' hands. I honestly don't hate it because it's a long game.
I got to tell you what, I haven't really had a problem with any of the Taylor Swift stuff. I'm not bothered by it. Whatever, you know what I mean? But one thing, it's gone too far, the fact that now I know her favorite number. That is 13. Like, the fact that I know that Taylor Swift's favorite number is 13, which is pretty twisted. Will it still be your favorite number? Everything goes so well for that girl. Probably it'll be worse for Brock Purdy. Like the number 13 somehow. But follow Jack online. He's going to be all over the strip all week long. Great stuff. Great to see you, Jack.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sheena Bathory joins us next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We are kicking it live on Media Row in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the anticipation continues to build. Countdown to kickoff is on, but the Super Bowl is not the only big event in town this week. We've got boxing matches, we've got football games, and we've got the first ever live power slap in which fans were able to buy tickets. It was invite only before. It's Power Slap 6, Friday night, February the 9th, at the beautiful, newly opened Durango. And I tell you what, we have a viral sensation. Forget about Taylor Swift, all right? Because we've got Sheena Bathory, which I think is just the coolest, baddest-ass name I've ever heard. It's great to meet you in person. And we have Frank Lamasella, the president of Power Slap. Good
How
to
are
see you,
Frank.
Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it.
And listen, we're extremely fired up. I'm excited to meet both of you. So let's start off with you, Sheena. What do you think of the Super Bowl experience, Las Vegas? It's quite the circus, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely hyping up for our event too. The vibe, I'm arrived here, so it's fantastic. Yeah.
Now you are taking on Jackie Cataline on Friday night. We're just a couple of days away now. At what point do you lock it in and not want to be sitting around and doing things like this and just focus in on the fight?
Absolutely. The last thing is just about the focus. I try to escalate myself from people, you know, and just keeping my positive myself and just manifesting for my next victory and my next knockout.
And Frank, Dana's talked about how viral this sport has gone. We know in Eastern Europe and in Europe, it's sort of been accepted. When I look at your role, how much can you lean on Dana? Because it seems like he went through a lot of the same conversations that you've had with a lot of media types about this is a savage sport. What about concussions? What about TCT? And I can't help but think about the ironies. We sit here at the Super Bowl with a sport that kind of like you get concussions in, right?
Yeah.
How much has Dana sort of guided you and helped you say, they're going to come at you in a lot of these interviews?
He's been incredible. I mean, from the first moment that they asked me to do this, listen, if Dana asks you to do something in combat sports, the answer is yes, and we'll figure it all out later.
So is that how you became the president? Because you were corporate. You're an attorney and you're mergers,
for 5 years,
right?
Yep.
So how did you end up sort of the face of this sport, so to speak, the representative of it?
You know, I give a lot of credit to Dana. I also give a lot of credit to Hunter Campbell, our chief business officer. He was the guy who brought me over here 5 years ago. And this idea was starting. We knew it would be big. They knew we needed somebody to focus on it full time. And, sort of next man up, batter up.
Was the initial reaction more negative than you thought, the same as you thought? You guys do focus groups, I'm assuming, sort of. What did you think?
No focus group.
No?
The reality is our Dana and Lorenzo, you know, Lorenzo Fertitta is a part owner of this. He's also an owner of UFC. They went through this exact story 20 years ago. You know, now UFC is this global property, 50 events per year, but it was never always that way. It was no one would take an event. No one would allow it to happen. The Senate's writing all this stuff, and now you look at it today, and it is what it is.
John McCain called it human cockfighting.
Right. So it's the same. This literally the same exact thing is happening with Power Slap, except we're light years ahead than when the UFC started because of all the experience we have.
And I'm glad that you brought up the Fertittas, because I almost get a kick out of thinking about they must get a rush out of this, almost doing it over again.
Well, it's fun,
right?
They're
like, hey, we've been through this, right?
I would say. 100%. Dana loves having the group back together to basically build another sport from scratch. And it's exciting to now have the first live event outside of Apex at Durango. It all makes sense.
So, Sheena, what do you say to people when they say, oh, that's a crazy sport, you wouldn't do it? What do you say to people about this? Because you've competed in judo.
Yes.
You know, you've competed in bodybuilding and fitness competitions.
Yes.
What is it about Power Slap? You said, you know what? Because you seem to embrace it. You're becoming the face of this.
Yes.
What is it about this sport that you love so much? Because you feel a connection with the fans as well, don't you?
I think in each sport, I try to reach the highlights of my ability. And then I moved on. I can easily get bored, you know, once I discover the sport. And I still love it. I still have my heart for this. But Power Slap was something new, something unique. It needs so much courage, you know, which not all the competitors have. And that's why not so many women's doing it, you know, and definitely need so much power. And you not only have to hit hard, you also have to take the slap. So I was like, I can see myself in this division. And as you can see, I'm almost 2 years, and it just keep growing, and I'm getting even more confident and more comfortable with this.
Let me ask you, that might sound like a novice question, but, you know, fighters train, they're wearing headgear, etc.
Yes.
Everyone was asking me this. How do they train to eat these shots, right? Because you don't want to get slapped in the face every day, right? So how do you train?
Okay.
Is it sort of like boxing? Are you wearing headgears? Are you taking headshots? Like, how do you prepare for that?
I would say my past relationship prepared me for that, but currently I'm just taking slaps only on the competition. But I already know that I am able to take it. That's enough.
On another note, is that is it hard? Because I can imagine men would be intimidated from you knowing just how tough you are.
Yes, they are. Yeah. I don't blame them for that.
Yeah, you're gonna need a tough ass dude.
you see our KOs?
Oh God.
Yeah.
So what do you like better? What was more? Did you like blowing the kiss back after eating the shot, or do you like knocking someone out?
I like to eat the shot because I can show for people also a different level of the power, of the strength, of the courage. But also when I'm going to give a shot, then I'm just going to show my power, you know. So in both cases, I think I can actually show a lot about me.
Now, speaking of courage, I got to tell you, so Jackie Cataline is a longtime mixed martial artist, amateur wrestler, tough as nails. I imagine, Frank, it's hard to find opponents that want to fight Sheena. And I just respect the hell out of Jackie for stepping up and doing this.
Yeah, Jackie.
Right? Coming out of an octagon, coming out of a cage to do this.
Yeah, Jackie, I think, spent some time doing the U.S. Olympic trials for wrestling. She's done professional MMA before, so it's a great opponent for Sheena. Yes. It's going to be a fantastic match. It's our first ever women's co-main here in Vegas Super Bowl week. I mean, you can't write the script better.
Now, I think of Las Vegas and how far it's come hosting Super Bowls right now, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, sort of known as the first pro team, but I don't think it would be unfair to say the UFC was kind of the first pro sports team here, wasn't it?
It happened so fast.
The Vegas Golden, like when T-Mobile opened, I almost thought it was almost like the UFC arena as well as the Golden Knights.
100%. I moved out here like 5-6 years ago. Maybe the Golden Knights were just starting about then, 5-6 years, right? It really felt like UFC was the only thing in town. You fast forward, it's almost weird that it took so long for all this to happen because Vegas is such an awesome city, but now we have Super Bowl, F1, the Sphere, all these events, new properties going up left and right. When we get the A's coming, right? All these sports are going to be here. Vegas is going to be a leading American town.
So you have this card at the Durango, and it should be noted the Fertitta's open at Durango, beautiful establishment.
Yep.
I know it's been brought up, and you've been asked before, obviously, with the UFC connections, about sort of crossovers. Like, you know, are you going to build it sort of, you take it from a 750 venue, sort of like the old days was at the Palms, right?
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah,
is there sort of a vision of a growth, all right, and then one day we're going to be at T-Mobile in a couple of years?
Right now we really love the live event experience. The experience is very different than any live event you've been to. It's very fast-paced. It's kind of a free-for-all, but kind of controlled chaos. So we love that element to it. And there's something really cool about being close. Everyone in the arena has an amazing seat right now. So we're looking at like 4,000 or 5,000 seat venues that are like opera style tight.
Yeah,
almost like wrestling used to do this in the old days at like the Hammerstein Ballroom, right? They would have the ring in the middle.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
Tight and
cool.
Like, so we're looking at things like that. And then as far as whether it's standalone or we, you know, if the opportunity is right to travel to the same city that UFC has a big pay per view that weekend, we'll do it. If not, it'll be, you know, we'll find a standalone night to do it in a different city.
So let me ask you, Sheena, about Jackie Catiline, a former wrestler. I just stated very strong, thick. When you look at her, what do you expect from her? And I know you respect all your opponents because they're, you know, they're stepping up to face you.
Okay, so I shouldn't have really expectation. I shouldn't underestimate any of my opponent. So in my eyes, all of them, I try to put like they are a competition. So that helps me to bring out the best from me. You know, actually, I really appreciate her. The fans can't complain because she's a badass fighter, actually.
Yeah.
We have a very similar background because of the combat sport. And that's why I think it's going to be a very, very equal fight, you know, as we are standing up for.
I can't wait to see this. Now, as far as combat sports, have you ever thought about mixed martial arts yourself?
Yes, I'm training now MMA for a year. And I'm just waiting the right time and still for my first opponent.
Now, it seems like whatever she does, like she's just a natural at. Like, to be honest, from just a super freak athlete, especially in this combat sport zone. Like,
yeah,
how lucky are you guys to have her this early in your stage of the
company? I'm lucky, too.
No, it's great. I mean, when we first did this, we did a closed-door exhibition about 18 months ago at this point, March 2022. Sheena was one of the first ones who showed up, and she had a crazy knockout then. Then it took a while to get her back. She was assistant coach on season one.
And you guys brought her to coach the men,
right? We brought her in.
So what was that like?
They're still writing me.
So were they like, man, who's this girl coming in? And like, or were they like, man, like, so what was it like coaching the men at first in a new sport like this?
Honestly, they give a lot of credit for my words. You know, they handled me with full of respect. And I wouldn't say that... I would say that I more try to inspire them mentally, because the journey I went through of different sports, you know, I was able to really connect in them. I'm very, very spiritual too, you know, so I think I could really...
Power slap and spiritual. That's what I love, the contrast.
I think all fighters has to be really spiritual, you know?
Pound for pound, Sheena's got one of the strongest slaps in the whole promotion and one of the fastest hand speeds. So
the combination,
there's a reason she was coaching.
And I'm learning more and more about the technique. And I've hosted an MMA show, as people know, our viewers know, and I've been around combat sports for a long time. But I'm not going to lie. Like, the first time I saw an event live, it was basically like in a dug-in pool. And I got blood in my drink.
Okay.
Right? So when it was like, literally, I was like, whoa, this is like sort of, whoa. And then, you know, I sort of got more and more and more, and it sort of evolved into NCAA athletes participating. So, you know, the potential is limitless for this, isn't it?
For sure. It's going to evolve, especially when we start taking on the road, having these bigger...
American media will evolve with this?
I don't know if we even really need
it. You care?
Yeah, I don't think we really care. I mean, look, it's the first sport that was built on social and digital media. That's our focus. The people we invite to the event, it's almost our own media.
Yeah,
you know, so I love doing things like this, but we're good either way.
Hey, so listen, it's awesome. We got about a minute left with you here. Tell people about the card.
Yep.
We have Sheena versus Jackie Catiline. Who else is
Sheena
on the card?
Sheena versus Jackie is the co-main event. The headlining fight is the grudge match between the two coaches from season two. Chris Thomas, he's 5-0, 5 knockouts.
It's going to be awesome,
Versus Manny Muniz. He's had 6 fights with us, never been knocked down. So you have a guy who's 5-0, 5 KOs against a guy who's never been knocked down. The card starts at 9 o'clock Eastern. The main card starts at 9 o'clock Eastern. It's live and free on Rumble. The early prelim starts 7:30.
And Roku as well, right?
Just Rumble. But you could download the Rumble app on your Roku device.
Yes, exactly.
Samsung devices.
Yeah.
Any device that has an app, you could download.
Because we're on Roku as well.
I love it. Yeah, it's all good. But live and free, it's a great event. It's going to be that house is going to be packed. It's going to be booming in there, and we're excited for to bring the house down on Super Bowl weekend here in Vegas.
Hey, listen, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you. I look forward
to doing this again. Sheena, it was a
pleasure
meeting you as well. Best of luck on Friday night against Jackie Cadeline. Check it out on Rumble. It's going to be sick. And for the record, I'm betting on Sheena. Minus 275. Lay it down and win, baby. Let's do this thing. We're kicking it live in Las Vegas. Countdown to kickoff continues. Let's roll.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thanks to Sheena Bathory as well as Frank Lemicella for joining us live from Media Row earlier in the day. They're going to be live. This is the Power Slap's first ever live card. They've had live events, obviously, before, but it's a Power Slap 6. But it's the first time the public was able to buy tickets, although it was limited to begin with. So they only leaked a couple of tickets out there. It's in a venue that holds like 750 people plus, you know, extra guests, etc. But this stuff is going to be lit. There's a lot of excitement about it this week. And we've got odds for it. And for those of you that just watched this interview, do you want to bet against this woman? Like seriously, like look, watch her fights, watch her dominate and just murder people. As I stated, I don't know how they find anybody that wants to step out. You know, really, you want to get slapped in the head by this girl? All right, the Hungarian, you know, she's a Hungarian hurricane. That's what she is, literally and figuratively. She's minus 275. I gotta tell you, I never thought I'd be giving you a Power Slap Super Bowl parlay, but why don't we we'll parlay Sheena Bathory? But all kidding aside, I am gonna bet on Sheena Bathory minus 275. The event is Friday night. BetMGM actually takes bets on Power Slap, and you know, I'm glad I'm in Vegas actually for this because, to be honest, pretty much everybody in Vegas is accepting action on this sport, and it's only going to continue to grow. Right. I know there was a lot of negativity about it when it came out last year, but there used to be a lot of negativity. Put it this way. I remember living in Toronto and it wasn't allowed in Ontario. Fast forward to they sold 55,000 tickets at the Rogers Centre once there. And didn't they just have a card there the other day? You know, John McCain called the UFC human cockfighting before in the past. Now, former presidents are sitting cage side at these events. So in other words, like if Power Slap was a stock, I wouldn't like fade it. I would invest in it because it's only going to get bigger. It's not going away. It's only going to get bigger because of people like Sheena Bathory. So let's pick some winners on the other side. One of the best in the business, Brady Cannon, steps up and in. Let's roll.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.